What's up, everybody? It is another episode of Hell's Kitchen, Gerber edition. Find out what we're talking about next. Let's get it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey. Hey.
Get that chest hair going. No, don't. Do it.
I'm not doing
Learn
it.
That lesson the I'm hard way. Well,
shout out to Frank's Chess here who's joining us. Joining us this evening.
Ooh, an unfortunate guest.
Appreciate
today.
It. Yeah. Special guest.
On top of the special guest.
Right, on top of the special. The extra special That's guest. Right. What's up, everybody? We've been gone for 2 weeks, but we back.
Hi.
And we are here, and we are in the building. And, man, I'm excited to be back.
In the building. I'm excited. We're back in the building, guys.
We're back in the building, because that's what we do. We're in a building. That's what we do. Right.
All day, every
it's
day.
It's inside
and
a building.
It's exclusive.
Yeah, and it's always an exclusive. You already know. I'm not having it for y'all. Y'all was getting at me early, but it's cool. It's cool. What's up, everybody? I'm Lynn Gonzalez. You can find me always at The Poet Saint all day, every day. You can also check my website, stayonthemic.com. I got my goons with me here. Right next to me is the ever popular, because she always stays busy, Robin McSweeney. What's up?
Hi, everybody. It's Robin with the B. You can find me at B Stays Busy. Why are you looking at me like that?
I don't, because you don't like
that
just
voice?
Got a southern accent.
You don't like that voice?
All,
right.
Okay. All of a sudden, like you have some sweet
tea. What up? It's Robin with a B. You can find me at B Stays Busy, and I'm in the building too. Exclusive.
That's right. Because we goons over here. Right. You got to be a goon.
Right.
My other goon over here.
Get
my A was his day one.
Yeah.
Chest hair extraordinaire. What's up, Frank?
Oh, boy, everybody. Yeah, manscaping, guys. That's where it's at, these guys. You're going to learn those hard lessons, man. Oof. You can follow me on Twitter at Epico Jackie.
Oh, Happy Go Jackie with the manscaping.
Yeah. Shout out to our engineer, Steven, in the building. He's always the great one. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a special guest. This is her second time with us.
Because she loves us so
she
much.
She was actually our first ever guest on this season.
Responsible for exclusive being such
yes,
a hot
exactly.
word this season.
Y'all give it up real good for Shayna Hayden.
Yes!
Yes!
Hey!
What it do?
Hell. How's it going, family?
Man, we good. We good. How you doing? How you feel?
Man, I feel good. I feel real exclusive over here.
Yes.
Feeling real
all day.
Exclusive all day, every day. You already know. So, Shayna's joining us again. First of all, congratulations on still being in the mix.
Yes.
In
yes,
the running.
Thanks. Hanging in there, right?
I see it. I see it. And I feel like you're not just hanging on. You're like, you know, making it do what it do.
I'm trying. It's hard in hell.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. It is hard in hell.
Also hot.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Hell's Kitchen. It's said that for a reason. So this particular episode, we had some baby food situation jumping off. So this was the taste test challenge, which, as he
and
said.
She got a lot of it.
Right. Exactly. We'll get into that. But as Chef Ramsay said, they do this every single season. And he did a little twist on it with it all being pureed. So it's like baby food. And so mine taste test, and then there was the addition of the high chairs, which was a great twist, Shayna was privy to, real nice. How was that?
Man, I don't even know where to start. I don't know where to start if I start with the white stuff being splattered all over my face.
Ooh, yeah.
climbing up in this high chair. I mean, as funny as it is, it was tough. Of course, you know, trying to identify these foods in baby form, but right. I really had a lot of fun doing it.
Really? Really? Did you have fun getting it in the face, though?
Oh, my God.
Well, no. Who is
this
there?
This is a family show.
Nobody with white stuff just all over their mouth.
This is first a family
of,
show.
First of all, why are your mind in the gutter? Like I said, stuff all over your face. See, you had to take it to the next level.
Yeah,
see,
this is a
my
show,
goons
Lil.
Over here, my goon Shayna is losing.
Wait,
they losing control.
Shayna.
Frank over here with the 70s chest hair. see, don't get
this
me started.
This turned into the
anyway,
old school.
Shayna knew what I was
dark.
Talking about. I was a legit question.
Wait, no, Shayna.
That's all I'm saying.
I want to ask her something.
Go ahead.
You keep saying that y'all had to climb up in these chairs, right? Because I would have loved to have seen that. Did anybody have a real struggle? Did they, like, slip, trip, you know? Did you guys get help?
No, I think we had a little help getting up there. You know, I don't think nobody had too much of a problem. I think it was more of a problem getting down than it was getting up.
So were they like really high? Like, were they high? Like legit high?
No, they were legit high. They were high. I was like looking over at everything. So they were definitely high.
Wow.
Okay. Frank's chest hair wanted to say something.
That's right. Yeah. My chest hair was saying, well, why didn't you shave me before you got on television today? Right. But the other question is, as Lem has mentioned, 16th anniversary that they've done this. Mm-hmm. So, and this is such a staple for Hell's Kitchen. Just how hard, I always wonder, like, how hard is that competition when you're doing that blind taste test? Especially as baby food, I know that makes it even harder, but how hard is that?
It's really hard because, all right, it's one thing when you're like blind and don't know, but like, to add the whole not being able to hear thing,
right.
It's kind of like, you know, when you park and turn down the volume.
Yes. So do that,
it's like one of those things.
That's me.
And it's difficult because I know you don't need to like hear to be able to taste, but like you kind of do because I'm like, I don't know. I just feel like everything is clashing. Let me do one or the other.
Right.
Right. Your senses are muffled.
And it seems like, too, with the addition of there being no texture, it would make it even that much more difficult, right. I would assume.
Yeah. Very difficult.
And we also saw Kim. I guess she had some puree splattered over her, and she said, smelling that, wasn't it, Kim?
Wendy.
That was Wendy. She was saying smelling that was taking away from her being able to taste. So
I mean, you use your sense of smell, you know, I mean, is important when you're tasting.
It's connected,
tasting. Right. It's connected.
If you're splattered, you're smelling what's on you.
Right.
So it's taking away, like, three senses there. You're taking away my hair, my seeing, and my smell, you know, and I'm like, how am I supposed to taste and not be distracted, you know?
Toe up, makes sense.
I will give it up though for you, Shayna, and for Wendy. You took those spoonfuls of goop like a champ, like not like Kim, who like kind of like cowered away and hit her face. Kim, come on, get up, Kimberly. What are you doing? Take it.
I noticed some of the catapults weren't even splashing all in their face. Like some of them were off to the side, just like little.
Here's the thing. I'm the shortest one there, so being 5'2", I am like right in the spoon's way.
Oh, you are target. Bullseye right there.
Okay, and it was cold, right?
Huh?
It was cold. It wasn't even tasty stuff.
Oh, it was cold. It was wet. Ugh. It was everything.
Just nasty.
Just nasty, man.
In between each spoonful, we just have to watch production kind of come in and load up that spoon with whatever goop they're going to be flinging at you.
Bad every time. It's like, you know, and then I kept saying, why do I keep missing them loaded? And then I look down and it's another color and I'm just like, oh damn.
Oh, so you didn't even notice it.
Yeah, well, you know, I didn't notice. I mean, I'm already short and up high, so it was like I'm not to be splattered.
Dysfunctional. let's go around the order. So we had Wendy and Heidi, they went first as far as tasting. And Wendy ends up getting a perfect score, 4 out of 4. She killed it. And she was actually went twice. She went first and last because there was a shortage. And Heidi got 2 out of 4.
I give it for Wendy because it was baby food. I mean, 4, like, okay, 4 is still awesome, but it was baby food. That was like, man.
It's got to be crazy. I would just want to kind of try that. Like, we should try that one time on the show, maybe next episode, and do like a blind taste test.
That'd be great.
And then see if we can get it. Like, that would be kind of fresh. I think I would like to try it. I would like to try. Whatever, Robin, you're so bougie. Anyway, bougietto over here. Okay, so
Wait. I have one more question. Being the fact that they do this every season and it was the 16th annual, do you guys expect this, right? When you decide you're going to be on the show, you expect that there's going to be the blind taste test, right?
But you see, you expect that. You expect everything that you've seen all the
before.
Seasons. Uh-huh. You know, you expect all of that, but everything does not happen.
Right. Okay. Right. But did you get a chance to brush up on any of your flavors
before? Oh, no, of course not. It was, you know, that I honestly forgot about it until it came up and I was like, damn, I forgot this is coming.
This is coming. Okay. But I mean, you can't even, I mean, you just either have a good palate or not, I feel like.
I guess.
It's not like you can study for a taste test.
Well, I don't know, because certain things like fennel, I would never know how to taste.
What was that, Shayna?
It's either you have it or you don't have it. That's right. Just it.
Pretty much.
Which we saw Devin had right. None of that.
Yeah. Speaking of Devin, it was Devin and Kimberly, and Devin gets 1 out of 4, which, of course, causes Wendy, who had just got the perfect score. Now she's getting splatted with the nasty baby food. Kimberly gets 3 out of 4. We've had Coop and Ryan. Coop gets 3 out of 4. Ryan gets 2 out of 4, and then Kimberly gets it, and that's when you're talking about. She was like, eh,
"Yeah, come on,
like stop it."
Boo.
Our homegirl Sana over here was against Heather, and she got 2 out of 4, respectable. What were the two that you got? Do you remember?
I don't remember, but I do remember that last one I didn't get.
Yeah,
she got banana. It was asparagus, banana, pear, broccoli. So
got it. And you I said think, the bro- she said the broccoli tasted like what?
Yeah, honestly, can I tell you something?
Yeah, please tell
that
us.
That last one was going on, right? And he puts it in my mouth. Y'all don't understand how I refrain from going, chef, I think you gave me the Pampa. And then I was like, what? I can't say that.
No,
say
your that. Face said it all. Your face said it all.
Well, what, I mean, but it was broccoli. So yeah, but, is it the earthy? Like, I'm just wondering, like, why did it taste like boo-boo?
No, it tastes like shit. That's it.
Because think about, like, you know, when sometimes.
I still think I got the pimple.
Look, you never know. There's no way to really check that either. But you know, sometimes when you can smell someone heating up broccolini, like maybe in the kitchen, the work
and
kitchen.
It has, it smells
and
like,
it stinks or it just. Sometimes broccoli doesn't smell.
I mean, I don't cook broccoli. I don't really know. I
smell
eat
some
it,
funky broccoli, so I can imagine broccoli. How puree of it might be.
So you're getting all the like, yeah, the earthy boo boo tones.
Ain't nobody okay. Boo boo.
There it is. And so then we have Wendy and Andrew. Andrew gets 2 out of 4, and then Wendy, she's going again. So this is the last round, and she only gets 1 out of 4. Now, Shayna, you're pulling, thinking that Wendy is going to kind of do her thing, right?
I think we all did, didn't we?
Because she got 4 out of 4. So what was the tone? Like, she obviously, I mean, it wasn't a write-out loss because there was a tie, but were you guys concerned? I mean, I'm assuming that you would be at this point.
No lie, I was kind of concerned, but since she had killed the first round,
right.
I was just like, oh, I know she got this.
Okay, as you far know? As the sudden right. death. So when it went to sudden death, you're like, she's going to get it. She's going to pull it out.
Yeah, I was still kind of on the edge, but, yeah. You know, I still had a lot of faith in her.
And she had the splat, you yes. know, stuff on her, which was impeding.
Right.
And it seems like that's not fair, though. Because if somebody didn't get splatted on, then they're going to be at an advantage.
Very
right?
true.
Exactly.
So... that's kind of messed up, but
you know. I did like the sudden death aspect of it, and those and you guys mm-hmm. just being in the fire line again
Yo,
and again.
That
and again.
Was hilarious.
That was great.
Y'all just kept getting it and getting it. How many times? Okay, in the sudden death round, Shayna, how many times did you get splatted?
I don't know. I think I got splatted 2 or 3 times.
It looked like 6.
It
like
looked the way like they were
it looked a lot. You were
That's
just
what happens when you're in the eye of the spoon.
And you're 5'2. Right there. Right there.
The cabbage and the turnip was I didn't know how that was gonna play out in the
cabbage
death.
And the turnip?
Yeah, those were the two flavors.
That seemed
death.
Like that would be hard.
Yeah.
That would be hard to figure out. There was one too that I was just like, what? Like it was just something
that last round there was eggplant, cauliflower,
eggplant,
and fennel.
That's what it was. I was like,
yeah,
how
I
do you
never got
or fennel? Like how do you get fennel like in a puree?
That's the one I was like, I would
have been done. I'd be like, just we lost. We lost. Yep. Just yeah, take L.
Somebody said pork. Didn't Coop say pork or someone said pork?
Said pork.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. For one of
terrible.
Those
he was terrible. So Wendy actually did pull it out, thankfully, and blue team wins. And so you guys actually got a massage day
yes.
and time at this penthouse suite. And you said you could see all of California, not LA. You said you could see all of California. I'm like, all of California. How high
now
are you
sway,
up?
Now sway.
Like, all of California. California's like one of the biggest states in the country. Like, all of it. Don't say that, please.
I'm higher than a high chair.
But I'm like, all of California, Shayna, like, that's a lot.
I didn't even catch that.
Yeah, I did. When she said, I immediately wrote that. I was like, oh, yes, I will be talking to her about this because I want to know how you can see all of California. Maybe Rhode Island. Like, if you had rolling, but California, like, Shayna, please
I,
help
yo,
us.
Check this out. I think okay. I saw my house all the way on the East Coast.
She's I can't. Oh, all God. Of California.
And
though.
You guys got those awesome Hell's Kitchen robes. Like, oh, yeah. That was pretty fly. Oh, yeah.
I love how they walked in the kitchen with them.
Yeah, like, that's like,
I would have too, please.
This was the pimp cup, right?
Yeah, right. I was like, they walked in the kitchen like, yeah, we still got our robes. What? Yeah,
like, oh, hey, y'all. How was your day?
Exactly.
Shannon, when was the last time you pulled out that Hell's Kitchen robe and wore it?
Since then.
Probably this morning.
Oh, really? Oh, nice.
Oh, all so right. Those are some good robes.
Oh, yeah. That's good robe.
Okay.
That's good
robe. The ones you go to the nice that's hotel, you robe. Just take those with you.
Now, obviously, we saw in the reward, you know, you got massages and you kind of got time. Is there anything that we missed? Like, did you guys just get to chill? Was that just a chill day for you in the spinout suite?
It was a chill day. I mean, I wish you could have seen the entire suite. It was just breathtaking. The entire suite was like phenomenal. Okay. All the food was good, and you know the foot massage was the best for me.
Oh yeah, she said, "Don't forget my feet."
Don't forget my feet, because I'm looking at California right now, and I need my feet rubbed.
Here's the thing. I seriously hate deep tissue massages. Uh-huh. I don't know how people like that. That hurts.
It hurts. Yeah.
So I like for you to focus on what's hurting me. Right. Let's just go to my feet. I've been on my feet all day.
Right. I hear that.
Okay. I'm not mad. I'm not mad at that. I'm a Swedish man. I like the Swedish. I'm not a dip tissue. I mean, I know Frank is all about the deep tissue.
In the hot tub.
When they rub it on that chest hair.
That's right.
That chest hair lined up.
That's right. I want to get that teased, groomed, right. Sculpted.
Exactly. Get an S curl.
That's right.
Frank will get an S curl on his chest
silky.
Hair. Right.
Now, Shannon, when you get a chance of a reward like that, you're sitting up there in that penthouse. Are you guys pretty much just keeping to yourselves because you're like, hey, we get a chance to relax. I don't have to talk to you guys about anything. Are you guys still kind of chatting? Are you chatting about the show?
We're definitely talking. Everybody's talking and everybody's trying to figure out, all right, let's not enjoy this too much. What are you going to do in dinner service? And me, I'm like, shut the hell up. Let's just enjoy it.
Just enjoy it.
Right.
I would think that,
But it never happens like that. Everybody's trying to focus on how we're going to do this dinner service.
Right. I mean, it's a competition at the end of the day. You kind of. Right. But I do think it's something in being in the moment and enjoying what it is. And then when you get back, handle business. Because you don't want to, I wouldn't want to impede my win because I might not win the next time.
Exactly.
And then I'm on the losing end. So
if you've been watching, you see what happens.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of the losing team, the red team had to work for delivery day, and I thought this was great. So they brought in 102 bags of ice, struggled with it, mind you, and we're only supposed to bring 52 bags.
But you don't get along with that because they've done that before where they bring in the delivery and it's always like, did you check the invoice?
Right.
And you've got like too few or too many things.
Right.
Like, you, as a chef, like, if some delivery comes here, especially for a TV production, you're thinking, like, everything that's on the truck is for
it's
us.
For right. us.
Why would you even think about, like,
that's
checking an invoice?
Is it not?
I believe it was a setup. I think we can all agree that was a setup. However, if they could have avoided that by checking the invoice, I'm just saying.
But who would even know to check an invoice?
Well, okay.
That's my main question. Do you guys check it every time?
You know, check the invoice. If you're a chef, you know to check the invoice.
Oh, okay. See, there you go.
Okay.
There you go.
That was my main question.
To accept deliveries, you have to check the invoice.
Have to check. Okay.
Even in a situation like this, Shannon, where it's a game, you're thinking like,
honestly speaking, in this situation, I wouldn't have checked it because I'm like, hey, it's coming here, so I know we got to take everything off. So I totally agree that they took everything off. But in reality, you check that invoice.
In the real life world, you're going to check an invoice when a delivery comes in.
Feel free to apologize anytime, Lem.
Okay. What?
Chad?
Oh, I rebuke that again. I'm going to be rebuking Frank all night, as per usual.
Side note, I just want to give a shout out to MaryDude444 in the live chat. If you have any questions for Shayna, holla at us because we are live.
And
I'm connected.
There it is. So let's get into the dinner service. So we see, and I was going to really put this to Shayna because we have Pauly kind of starts off, and this is right before dinner service starts. And he kind of pulls Chef Ramsay aside and he says, hey, what is there that I can improve on? Okay, so obviously we see that it's a situation where you're wanting to learn from Chef Ramsay as a mentor. But was this poor timing? What do you guys think? And then I'd like to get what Shayna has.
The fact that they're just showing Polly doing it, it makes me want to ask, like, is this something that everybody's asking? And they
That's everybody's not doing that. Everybody's not doing that.
Because it just comes off as like brown nosing to me.
Honestly, I mean, we all are there. We all got the opportunity.
Right.
Of course, everybody wants to, you know, excel and do great.
Sure.
But like, nobody's kissing ass like that, bro. That is just next level.
Yeah. Okay. I just wanted to check because, I mean, it seemed like he was asking. I did seem like also a brown nose situation, but I kind of wanted to get the scope of it because he was just like, hey, I just, you know.
And it was the timing, too.
I think the timing was terrible.
Like, no one has time for it right now. Can we cut?
I felt like the timing was like, I know we about to start dinner service and I'm really about to mess up. So let me get on your good side now.
Bless his heart. That's why he tried to plead at the end. I know when you look at me in my eyes, you know that I'm giving all I got.
When you are in those reward situations and Chef Ramsay does hang out with you guys for those, do you ever have a moment to not ask him what you could do better in the game, but just to have a chance to just talk to him about, like, you know, pick his brain about cooking or anything like that? Do you have moments?
Of course. But here's another thing, too. Like, there has been a many of times where I've started dinner service and either I'm prepping myself up and he'll come over to me and go, hey, look, let's do this way. Cut your time, do this, that, and the third. You know, he'll give you shortcuts. He'll give you that one-on-one time. So you actually just trying to take it and brown nose your way in is really unnecessary.
Right.
That's cool. I didn't realize he'd give you a little one-on-ones during the course of the competition. That's cool.
Yeah. I know.
Everybody.
Right. And I've seen, like, when he's with whoever the team is the reward, when he does go with them, I do see on camera that he gives advice and things of that nature. So, I mean, obviously that's a time to pick his brain as well. So when we see the dinner service start, both kitchens seem to have a great start. You know, don't see any mess ups right away. And then we go into Matt. And Matt doesn't hear that it was two lambs.
Yeah.
He heard one lamb, so he prepared one lamb, and his excuse, like, he was trying to excuse it, but it was like, nah, bruh, it was two lambs. Yes. Like, he's like, oh, but no, there's one in the back, but where is it? And he was just like,
he was starting to get a little pass for me from this episode. Like, I was starting to be like, okay.
Right.
I was getting a little soft-hearted for him, and then I was like, nah, bro.
You messing up. You only
then
messing
he was
up.
Like, I was told that.
Right.
But you talking to the man that said it.
Says the ticket.
So are you calling him a liar?
Right, exactly. And that's where he messed up, because I'm like, when he's trying to, you know, say his piece, I'm like, dude, he calls the tickets. So if you're saying, you're telling him that you didn't call the ticket right.
I think he was trying to low-key say someone else told him that, but then I think it came back and bit him the butt.
It's really hard, y'all, on a serious tip.
Okay.
It's really hard to remember those tickets that are called.
Okay. I feel you.
You're not getting papers in front of you or anything. Like, you have to really remember
the tickets.
But here's the thing. That's Matt's defense. But just like Ramsay said, you're always supposed to be one up. So if you even thought that I called one, you should have one up to make it two when you realize that it's two.
Right.
I mean, it's hard to remember, but it's real easy to keep it real. I forgot. Mm-hmm. My bad.
Yeah, it is. It's real hard to be real out here.
Right. It's so hard.
Shayna, for that, because we've seen so many times when you're speaking about, like, the lamb and how Chef Ramsay said stay one ahead. Mm-hmm. But we've also seen people when they're making, like, risottos and somebody to try to make, like, seven risottos at the same time, trying to get a jump. Like, what is, like, a comfortable spot? Like, how far can you kind of get ahead
when
on something?
One ahead, you could be one ahead in meats, but nobody's going one ahead in risotto or
any type of appetizer. You
know, okay, so it's better to be ahead
anything
of
else. No, you don't go one ahead in those other things. Protein, that's safe.
Okay. I'm glad you brought that up, because I was wondering. I was like, because usually you try to jump ahead, it's always bad.
Yes.
Right. We've seen people with 17 pans going, and it's like, what are you doing? Well, I'm just going ahead. Like, no, that's not how this works. No ticket has been called for that. So then we see Coop. He only brings up a portion of the lutamare. Am I saying that right? The lutamare fish? Is that right? Lutamare? Okay. And so he doesn't bring up the full portion that was asked. He also starts cooking salmon and sea bass
in the same pan.
Because one's a white fish and one's an oily fish, and that's no-no. You can't do that.
Now, what would happen, though, if you did cook it? Is just like the oils just kind of ruin the
one
sea
would
bass?
Taste like the other? Or
yeah, I think so.
Would you like me to make, I don't know, like your chicken and your steak in the same pan?
Yeah.
Sure, it's okay.
I don't know because that's never happened. Yeah. Maybe if it happened, I'd be like, why does it taste
because
weird?
It's two different fish.
Yeah, and guess what? Your chicken is going to come out black like the steak. Right.
Okay, that's exactly. What it is. Ah, okay. It's going to taste a little charbroiled.
Right. Well, and then two, it's
the darker meat is going to, you know, kind of drizzle over to the whiter meat.
Right. And
well, I don't like none of my food touching on my plate, so I
really don't want to touch.
No,
cooking.
I don't. No,
you don't want to touch.
But when it get in your mouth, it's all going to touch.
No, it's not because I'm taking one bite at a time
and swallowing.
Yes,
and sitting for 5 minutes,
taking one bite at a time.
Look, don't let it be any greens on my plate, and let that juice be running all over my.
You got greens on your separate plate.
Like wet cornbread. Huh?
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
No.
You're such
or
a,
I don't
so
want green
bougie.
Juice on my mashed potatoes.
So bougie. Anyway, we're gonna move on.
Put them greens in a bowl.
Bougetta over here.
You're rude. I am not Bougetta. I'm just finicky.
So we see finicky. Okay, that's what it's called. Calling yourself a cat? Like, what is finicky?
Shut up.
Okay, anyway. Polly finicky puts up raw that. Lamb, and then Polly blames it on his team. Mm-hmm. How do you put up the raw lamb and then blame it on your entire team as if they made the lamb raw?
Yeah.
I don't know how he does that, but guess what? There are times when, you know, you do something and the team does, like, kind of, you know, mess you up.
Right.
But for me, I just take the L. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like a sucker going, but he did it and right. She did this. No, if it's messed up, just take the L.
Just take the
and
L.
Move on station, because you wasted time.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, Shannon, you've been on the red team and the blue team. So, going this far, which team have you enjoyed being on the most? Do you enjoy being that change of venue, being on the blue team?
I don't. oh man, I wish we could just do it for ourselves. How about that? I like the chemistry we had on the red team, but it was a little cutthroat. And the blue team is cool. But then nobody listens, as you've seen Johnny with the fish and, you know, from the previous episodes. Nobody listens. So it's like bringing a female over to a bunch of hot-headed males, it's hard to get through to them. So if you ask me, I mean, neither one is good. Right. I'm just getting in where I fit in.
Just getting where you fit in.
Because there's only one Shayna at the end of the day, you know?
So we have Polly brings up the raw lamb, and then that's kind of the breaking point for Chef Ramsay. I feel like this season he kicked a lot of teams out.
Especially the blue team.
A lot. So,
and what was that? What was Polly like at the end? I asked you guys for 2 minutes. Right. For 2 minutes.
You screwed me.
You can't get anything done in 2 minutes. Yeah. You know? I mean, no, maybe Polly can, but.
Let's be honest. It wasn't Ramsay, just 2 minutes. He said 5 minutes and 5 minutes went up. Then he said 5 minutes and another 5 minutes went up. Then he said 2 minutes and 2 minutes went up. Then he said 2 minutes. Like, come on.
He was just doing too much. But also, Chef Ramsay even said, I think it was with him, that he said even if it was two minutes, it still would have been enough time. Right, so it didn't matter.
So sitting there condemning your team for something that was your own fault, right. Like I feel like that's a sucker
your
move,
fault.
Honestly.
Absolutely. Ramsay snapping though, just said shut up. Yeah. just said shut up just and then laid up. Into him.
Get out of here. Get out of here.
Wait, did you guys see Chef Ramsay? Didn't he say something slick to Marino?
This episode?
Yes.
Oh, with The Walking Dead.
He was trying to say like it's the actor Walking Dead. He was like, you Walking Dead.
Oh, he did. That's funny. He be getting them. He be getting them, boy. He be getting them.
And the other part I like too is when you guys are back in the hallway behind the kitchens, and he comes out with he goes, eat that lamb and tell me how's it taste. Bon appetit.
Right.
He just yells at and walks off.
Like, I thought he was gonna say something meaningful. He's like, hey, wait. I'm like,
yeah, he's such a salve.
No, eat that crap.
He's such a salve. So after the blue team gets kicked out, Coop throws a tantrum and starts breaking stuff in the dorms.
Was that scary, Shayna?
Yeah.
Not for me, because if anything would have hit me, y'all would have seen scary.
Shayna don't play.
Okay, look, let me rephrase my question, because I already knew that, but... Did it seem like any of the other cooks and chefs were nervous at any point during that tantrum?
Besides you?
Yo, I don't know, but I just was sitting there going, I know nothing better than I hit me.
I wish it would. I wish it would. I wish you would throw that chair over here.
Crazy.
Go ahead. Have your tantrum. Go ahead. I know how I get. You know, you want it, you need to lash out. Go ahead. I mean, I ain't got nothing against you.
Right.
Just make sure no chairs don't fly over here, no bottle tops.
Yeah,
and we good.
At any point when he does that, and then he goes and sits down on the exercise equipment, or you're like, what are you sitting on, Coop? What are you doing?
I was like, are you big man or little man?
Coop was having one. He was on one. Coop
was on one.
Then him and Pauly start arguing, which, I mean, that didn't do anything either. And I think they were both, they both knew that they had messed up the dinner service. So I think it was one of those situations. It seemed like they were trying to one-up each other because they knew they were on the chopping block. And incidentally, of course, you guys, when you voted, those are the two people you voted in to the elimination, which I wasn't surprised.
I feel like that's why they didn't show the deliberation and all that.
Because it was, I mean,
it was very evident.
It's evident, right?
Yeah.
It was just going to happen. So speaking of, we get to the elimination, and then it's Pauly and Coop. No surprise, as we mentioned. And then Pauly gets a little tattle bug, and he says that Coop broke the chair.
Snitches get stitches,
I was
bro.
Like, yo, that's kind of...
Point that finger again. I told you, you know? You can't point the finger. You got to just take your L.
Take it.
Worry about yourself.
You can't put it on nobody else.
But, okay, but Shayna, I know the code, but you're obviously fighting for your life. You don't want to get eliminated. Do you think that was a sucker move for Pauly to do that to Coop and tattle on him?
Yeah, I do think that was a sucker move that happened in the back. So, all right, I threw the chair. So what else you going to tell?
Yeah.
But do you really think it had any impact on Ramsey's decision, though?
He seemed to be taken aback.
So.
Yeah, I don't think so either. But he did
maybe
seem kind of like...
Maybe he thought that he was just, you know, he could be a little wacky and could be a little dangerous to himself or others to a certain point.
You mean like why?
We did see him like lose consciousness or whatnot when he cut his finger. And then now he's throwing chairs. Like maybe he's for the safety of the kitchen and the environment.
Shannon, going back to that, because it seemed like on that episode when he did pass out, he puked on himself when he woke up. Is that correct?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he did.
I think maybe that was, I don't know why, because I really don't know why he was...
I think, I mean,
Pauly.
Yeah, I mean, I think to me, in my opinion, with the way things went down, just the service alone, either of them could have went home and I would have been fine with that. I think because Coop did lash out, I think he deserved probably to go home maybe more than Pauly, because then when you're doing stuff like that, you're destroying property, you know, something could have, you know,
that's
happened.
Why I think he was the reason, he was the one that went home. That's what I was saying. I think maybe it was a bigger situation that, but I would have rather had him stay.
Yeah. Okay. So needs to say he goes home.
Are you good with that decision, Shayna?
Yeah. How do you feel about that?
I was kind of on the fence with that one. Yeah, I was kind of on the fence with that situation. You know, I mean, I don't think that you should break anything, but until you could do a day in Hell's Kitchen,
you
will never understand how he probably had the greatest relief out of all of us there by breaking that chair.
But as far as sending him home over Pauly,
I wouldn't have sent him home over Pauly, though.
Okay. Because I 100% agree.
Right. 100%.
Yes.
So it ends with the red team having to now decide who's going to go over to the blue team, because now they're down two. And so has to even the teams out. And that's kind of where they leave us. So it's going to be interesting to see who from your old team, Shayna, ends up going over to the blue team. I mean, what'd you say?
Very interesting.
Because you always wonder, and when he does pose those situations to teams, you always wonder, do you take that as an opportunity to kind of step up, be that leader, but then, you know, the spotlight is really on you make that move? Or are you the outcast? Because everybody else said, like, nope, and we're going to send the outcast over there.
I think it can play both ways, because I think if you I think if you champion is like, I'm going to go, and then you stand out, he's definitely going to take note of that you left your team, especially if your team has been doing well, you know, consistently, and then you go over there, and then you put them in the shape, or you stand out. But then also it could be your demise, too, because, again, if you go over there and then you just end up going into the tornado.
It's a sink or swim situation.
Exactly. So it's I think think you can go. It's tough. It's a tough decision either way to kind of volunteer to do that. Absolutely. Absolutely.
I think if Ramsay's looking for somebody to be a head chef for a restaurant, he wants somebody that's going to step up when you need to. And I figure, like, at least at the end, I think that gets a little bit of respect in Ramsay's eyes. If you step up and take and say, I'm going to do
instead of cowarding and be like, I don't want to go.
Sure, sure. But you also got to deliver.
Yes,
I mean, if you step up and then, like,
True. But I do like the confidence, because I think it was Heidi at the end. She was like, I don't care if I'm on the red team or the blue team. I'm going to kick, you know, I'm going to do my thing. And I was like, that's the attitude you need to have, whether you can back it up or not.
Right.
You still need to have the attitude.
Sounds good, right?
Yeah. You got it.
Word. Well, Shayna, thank you so much for shedding light on this episode. We appreciate it.
I have one more question.
Oh,
sorry.
Yeah. Go ahead.
One of our chat room after buzzers, Mary, asked, was there anything from this episode that they didn't show or they edited out that you think was worth showing? Or any behind the scenes stuff?
No, I don't think so.
It was good the way it was.
I'll tell you one thing. The show, I actually enjoyed that one.
I was just cringing. The Heather and Heather and Andrew flirting.
Yeah, there's always something with them that you don't see. So that's something good to see that they don't show.
Just the little that they did show me. Yeah, she's like, you want to lick it off me? He's like, if it's somewhere else. It just makes me think nobody wants to see that, let alone hear it.
Yeah.
Aren't you still engaged, bro?
Right, exactly. Okay. Yeah. No, I'm glad they
kind of scummy, but whatever.
I'm sad they didn't show more.
Right. Spoken chest hair man himself. John Travolta.
That was my chest hair talking on that one.
Yeah, so thank you, Shayna, so much for joining us. Appreciate
it. Not a problem.
And congratulations for still being on the show.
Yes.
Hold it down for my sisters. It's going down. I think is it less than half yet, or is it about half?
It's about half now.
Yeah. So Shayna's still in there. So we're going to see good things. But until next time, we appreciate it. And
let them know where they can find you.
Absolutely.
Hey, at Say Your Grace. That's the company name. You can find me at say-your-grace.com. Book me there, anything. You can find me on Instagram at Chef Shayna Hayden, on Twitter at Chef Shayna. Link me up.
Hey.
Link it up. Boom. And where are you located, Shayna?
I'm in New York. Long Island.
Long Island, tri-state area,
New York. He always trying to outshow me.
All right, Shayna, we'll talk to you later.
Bye, Shayna.
Oh, man, love it. All right, so let's get into predictions. Let's do that and figure out. You don't have none? What are you talking? Just, you got predictions.
I'm like, all discombobulated.
Just stop it. Whatever.
I'll get some after I hear y'all.
Oh, wow. All right. Just ride our prediction coattails.
Right, exactly. You're going to just steal the same predictions? What does that even mean?
No, I'm going to build off of it. Make it better. You know, Mark Zuckerberg did that.
Okay. Frank, the tank. What you got?
Still the person I like the most is Ryan in this competition to win it all. So hoping that
still?
If she, yeah, okay. Still like Ryan. There's nobody, Shayna, all due respect. I just don't know if any, certainly none of the men.
None of the men making it. Okay.
No.
Okay.
I think this will be a woman winning this competition this season. Yes.
Okay.
So I think Ryan, she's my favorite, so I'd like to see her kind of step up and say, because Ramsay's kind of questioned her leadership abilities.
Right.
So use this as an opportunity to just step up and go over to the blue team.
It'll be interesting, yeah. Okay. Are you ready?
Yes, I have something. I think I've been saying Ryan and Shayna, but Wendy kind of, I think she might surprise us too.
I was impressed by her taste test.
This week, she did her thing.
She did really well.
I also agree. There's no guy taking this winning. Mm-hmm. No guy.
Way to build on my prediction.
I'm just saying. But I think I said that before. We can run back the tapes.
I'm going to have to agree with you all on the fact that I cannot see a guy winning this. And I think I have said that before. But I also agree with you about Wendy. I think definitely she gets the most improved player award.
Yeah.
She's definitely improving in what she's doing, and this episode was really good for her.
She's getting stronger, too.
And I think it's also building her confidence. When she came over to the blue team, her confidence was not good. And then we had the guys kind of, saying things to her. You know, how those guys and how they get in your skin and stuff like that. But I think because she did well, and she's kind of getting more respect. And then obviously the people that are leaving the blue team, it forces her to, you know, do even better because now they're leaving. So yeah, so we'll see how it goes. But I don't know. I don't have a winner yet.
It's hard. I don't know.
Just make a decision, guys. Yeah. It doesn't matter
because as long as the female wins, right. I mean, I feel like I'm winning too. Oh, so
that's good. Anyway,
ladies and gentlemen, that's our cue. We have music now. It's a show. We want to thank you so much for tuning in. I've been your host, Lynn Gonzalez. You can find me always at The Poet's Eight all day, every day. And check out my website, stayonthemic.com. Robin, where you at?
Robin with a V. You can find me at B Stays Busy.
Frank.
You can follow me on Twitter, Happy Go Jackie. Keep your shirts buttoned up, everybody, for everybody's enjoyment.
Especially ours.
Yes.
With this guy over here. Until next time, we'll see you. Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.